I would like to invite you to a gallery of photos of the inside of HDD drives from different periods, starting from 1994 and ending after 2010. By the way, we will see if floodwater is able to get inside such a drive, because all the copies presented here are after flooding. The gallery will be arranged from the youngest drive to the oldest, so the most interesting drive will be seen at the end. 2011, 7. 750GB Seagate ST9750423AS 2.5. I deciphered the abbreviation next to the date, DOM, as date of manufacture. Date of manufacture. Traces of moisture are immediately visible. The electronics board connects to the rest of the drive via contacts, which would also be likely to be rusted. But what does it matter if the rest of the drive is flooded? Let's look at the electronics themselves. On the PCB, we have, among others, main disk controller, LSI-866508, K4H281638080, SDRAM memory, 25X40 BL16 flash memory. We remove the screws, including one hidden inside. This piece is relatively dry. You can see the head nicely parked. In this case, there are two plates in the center. The disk arm coil is between two strong neodymium magnets, head positioning system. Another perspective. 2009-12, 500GB Seagate Momentus 5400.6, 2.5-inch. This drive has a date code of 10244, according to a calculator from the web, is 2009-12. Let's take a look at the PCB. Again, here we have SDRAM, W9464G61H, and flash memory 25U406B, in addition to the disk controllers. This flash under better conditions could be useful. It is drivable even from the Arduino via SPI. Well, we remove the top cover. This time I took a picture of this hidden screw. Here, too, the drive pretty much made it, but were we sure? However, I can see the dampness. Arm and heads. Here again, there were two plates. 2012, 320GB Toshiba MQ01AB-D032. Date later, but size smaller. Will there be two plates again, or just one? Electronics likewise. Main controller, flash memory, SDRAM. I also searched for information on the TLS-2602, but did not find specifics. There is indeed a single platter. But if you look closely, you can see that there is room for a second platter. Presumably, the parts are manufactured together for the double platter. You can even see this from the arm. Additional photos of the arm, head. 2008, 80GB Hitachi HDS-721680 Plat 80, 3.5. Now it's time for the 3.5-inch. Drives. Here too, there is already an IDE connector. What were the times like when there were 80 drives in computers? This time the drive is based on a chip from Infineon, the OA29615. 93C76WP is an EEPROM. 0A29374 in TQFP. I don't know what this chip is, but I don't see flash or SDRAM here. Again, we remove the screw, also the hidden one. Moisture. Again, a single plate. There was a bit of water inside too. 2004-05, 80GB Samsung SP0812N, 3.5. Second 80GB, slightly older. The construction is similar. You can see, for example, the SRAM, K4S641632H, but here its memory amount is smaller. The flash here, however, is not in an 8-leg case. Instead, there is an AT49F1024. There is no serial SPI interface here, only a parallel interface. I was also surprised by the screws. There are no Torxes, just the usual Phillips ones. One is also hidden. Inside, everything is bigger. The plate is a single one. You can see the dampness on it. There are two powerful neodymium magnets here too. MVL5114D. Someone has already documented this arrangement. 2001, 10 gigabytes, Samsung SV1021H, coming down to disk sizes that are already surreal to me, but that's because I'm too young to remember them. 10 gigabytes. The drive additionally had a mount 3D printed when I first tested it. There are slightly more separate circuits on the PCB. Everything is less integrated. The AT49F1024 is of course the flash memory, here from Atmel. Next to it is also the 88C4200LEE, unspecified role. The A43L8316V, on the other hand, is a DRAM. ARM with heads, one platter. 1994, 341 megabytes, Seagate ST3390. The oldest disk in my collection. I based the date on the STI.